Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get it. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as Bitcoin is about to recapture $63,000, baby. Also, a mystery whale has been quietly accumulating over $3 billion in Bitcoin in the past 15 months. Max Keiser says it's Qatar. He also says without Bitcoin, Qatar is poor. Tell them. Also in today's show, Bitcoin in the midst of sustainable uptrend as the Bitcoin bears face brunt of futures liquidations, according to the latest from Glassnode Analytics. We'll also be discussing Grayscale CEO Michael Sonnenschein says pent-up demand for Bitcoin is driving the Bitcoin price following the ETF launch. I'm also going to be sharing that the Bitcoin profitability has reached 97% for the first time in over 2 years. So shout out to all my long-term Bitcoin hodlers. We'll also be discussing Peter Brandt on this Bitcoin bull market. He says, my bet is this is a starting candle. I'll be breaking down his latest $200,000 Bitcoin price prediction. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin price primed to hit $900,000 per coin this cycle, according to a contentious crypto model. I'll be breaking down the timeline. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, family, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1568. I'm your host, JV. It's March 3rd, 2024, roughly only 45 days out until the Bitcoin halving. That's what's up. Can you say lit? Price action. Let's go. Anyways, fam, let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. We got Bitcoin back in the green, baby, on the cusp of reclaiming 63,000. We have Ether on the cusp of reclaiming 3,500. Filecoin and Pepe and Whiff are amongst the top gainers along. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these meme coins as well have just been doing outrageous movements here. Doge is up 8%. XRP, Cardano, Solana all correcting and in the red. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com. Current crypto market cap sits at $2.36 trillion with roughly $96 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance is 52.2% with the Ether dominance at 17.6%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours. Look at this. Another meme coin, dog with hat. And it's literally a dog with a hat. And it's up 370%. In the past 7 days, now with a 1.6 billion market cap and now the 63rd largest coin by market cap. And a week ago, I never even heard of this dog with hat. Ironic, eh? Pepe, another meme coin with a 2.3 billion market cap, up 300% on the week and 33% on the day. Followed by XLAR with a 1.5 billion market cap, up 27% on the daily. Below that, we have Filecoin making big moves as well. Woo, Phantom, Theta Network, and Floki. Now, which altcoins, fam, are you most bullish on for this bull run? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles for a visual perspective on the day. You can see very respectable gains from a handful of these alts, which we already mentioned. And zooming out on the monthly, you can see virtually every altcoin in the top 100 minus Monero and HTX crushing it. Multiple hundreds of percent gains. Pepe up 500%, Floki 400%, Whiff 600%, Jasmine 300%, WorldCoin 235%. Just staggering gains overall. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back rated in 83, extreme greed, the highest it's been in quite a while. Yesterday was an 80, last week 74, and last month a 63 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, there's only 45 days, 9 hours, 58 minutes, and 22 seconds until the most impactful event that occurs only every 4 years in the crypto sphere, and that's the Bitcoin halving scheduled to take place April 19th, 2024. Where do you think the Bitcoin price action is likely to be leading into this halving in the next 45 days? Holla, 900 too bearish? I love it. Anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day. If you're just joining the stream, pump the likes, pump the stream. We appreciate it. Headline reads, Bitcoin daily withdrawals challenge records as $2 billion leaves the exchanges. Can you say supply shock?
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
That's right. Mainstream investors may not have yet returned to crypto, but in the background, the Bitcoin exchanges are getting drained of their Bitcoin reserves. Uploading data from analytics from Glassnode, Van Stratton revealed March 1st, which a couple days ago, withdrawals were around $2 billion. Quoting him here, I don't think I have quite seen anything like this before. All in all, on the Friday, just over $2.3 billion worth of Bitcoin left the exchanges. One of the biggest withdrawals in over 5 years. Let's go. Glassnode itself appears to show daily Bitcoin outflows of roughly equaling June 28 to 29, 2021, which combined to see the record withdrawals. Van Stratton noted that the role of the US spot Bitcoin ETFs, excluding approximately $200 million sent to custodian Coinbase Pro. Binance saw about $400 million and seen fairly big outflows for the past few days. Coinbase saw the rest. Binance outflows are the interesting ones because they have nothing to do with the ETF. Makes an excellent point. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin balance on the exchanges, on all the exchanges, brought to you by Glassnode. Glassnode puts the total Bitcoin assets available on the major trading platform it monitors at roughly 2.2 million Bitcoin, worth $142 billion as of March 2nd. This is the lowest amount since March 2018, with Bitcoin traded under $8,000. And congrats to those of you who was invested in Bitcoin back then. Quite a ways we've come since then. Meanwhile, separate figures tracking the Bitcoin market composition show that the new entities are now coming on board. Welcome aboard. If one of the recent quick take market updates, we also had Crypto Dan, a contributor to Crypto Quant, capturing ongoing changes in the unspent transaction output ages, which is the UTXO. Quoting him here, more younger coins are involved with the older ones, dormant for 6 months or more, waking up. New investors are flowing in, and in the near future, we can expect the influx of many new individual investors. Let's go. Eventually, this ratio will continue to decline sharply, leading to the true bull market we desire. Let's go. Anyways, family, also want to point out here that a mystery whale has quietly accumulated over $3 billion in Bitcoin in the past 15 months. Max retweeted it with a flag of Qatar, and also he wrote, without Bitcoin, Qatar is poor. That was off the back of this tweet by Steven Stapsinski. How long is making Qatar rich, or how LNG? The Gulf nation of Qatar is setting itself up to control about a quarter of all liquefied natural gas production by the end of the decade, and with it, a growing share of the world's wealth and influence. And as Max has shared a few weeks back, as I covered in the show, Qatar is currently sitting on a $500 billion sovereign wealth fund, which is roughly $500 billion of wealth. And according to Max, they're looking to accumulate all of it into Bitcoin. So let's freaking go. And could you imagine if that were to happen? And what are your thoughts on This mystery whale being Qatar accumulating Bitcoin, which would mean they now hold over $3 billion in BTC. Bitcoin in the midst of a sustainable uptrend as Bitcoin bears face brunt of futures liquidations, according to Glassnode. They say the bears who were shorting Bitcoin are getting liquidated. Go figure. Triggering the short squeezes, providing fuel for the Bitcoin rallies. A short squeeze happens when traders who borrow an asset at a certain price in hopes of selling it for lower to pocket the difference are forced to buy back the asset which they borrowed as momentum moves against them, triggering further rallies. Quoting Glassnode here, it is worth noting that both Bitcoin all-time high peaks in 2021, long traders dominated the liquidation volumes as leverage positions were forced closed within an intraday volatility. As such, seeing such a strong dominance of directional short traders being liquidated suggests many traders have been betting against the prevailing uptrend since October. And here in this Glassnode chart, it shows you the future long liquidations dominance on all the exchanges. And the green signifies unsustainable long liquidation domination or dominance of the uptrend. And the purplish red symbolizes sustainable short liquidation dominance in the uptrend. Glassnode also notes that the Bitcoin is moving in and out of crypto exchanges at a rate reminiscent of November 2021. Deja vu, fam. That's when we printed that 69,000 all-time high. Quoting the analytics firm again, the total volume of Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals to exchange has continued to expand, reaching a staggering $5.57 billion in daily volume, flowing in and out of the exchanges, rivaling activity seen during the November 2021 market all-time high. And here's another chart showing you the exchange volume momentum, and the reddish-pink shows current exchange volume at $5.57 billion, and the blue is the investor speculation, which is continuing to intensify. So let's freaking go. Let's discuss the latest with Michael Sonnenschein, who is the CEO of Grayscale. He was recently interviewed. Here's some of what he had to share. The chief executive of the crypto investment firm Grayscale says that repressed demand for Bitcoin is driving up the price after Bitcoin ETFs were approved on January 11th. Seemed like yesterday. In a new interview with CNBC, Grayscale CEO Sonnenschein says the demand that had been kept in check before the approval of the Bitcoin ETFs is now serving as fuel for the Bitcoin rallies. As he shares here, a lot of pent-up demand based on the spot Bitcoin ETFs is coming to market. GBTC uplisted in January of this year, and that really opened the doors to a lot of the other spot ETFs coming to the market. And so we're seeing tremendous flows and tremendous investor demand. And that's really also outpacing the supply of Bitcoin coming into the market every day, which is being added to the price. And according to Sonnenschein, Bitcoin's rise is still in the early stages, as he believes the spot market Bitcoin ETFs have opened the doors for a new wave of investors to accumulate the top crypto by market cap. Quoting him again, we're just at the tipping point. I love that, by the way. It reminds me of an album. It was one of my favorite albums back in high school. It was The Roots, The Tipping Point. Epic, by the way. Shout out Black Thought. I think many of my colleagues in the industry have called for a new wave of adoption as Bitcoin ETFs become available through advised wealth channels. There is over 40 trillion of advised wealth in the US, and they largely have not been participating in Bitcoin or the crypto asset class more broadly. We think we're in the early innings of this. That's right. And Max repeated the same sentiment. He believes we're only in the second inning. And I forgot who else we covered. And it's ironic. It keeps saying we're only in the early innings or the second inning. That's right. And even the stock to flow model, which I shared the other day. And FYI, if you want to watch the interview that Sonnenschein did on CNBC, check the show notes below the video in the description. Our next story of the day. And congratulations, fam, because 97% of Bitcoin hodlers are in profit. You deserve it. Well done. Shout out, Ross. I appreciate you subbing to the channel. This headline reads what I just shared. Over 97% of the hodlers back in profit. Let's go. Bitcoin had an eventful few weeks in terms of the price action. Bitcoin increased 19% in the past 7 days and 43% for the past month. Let's go. Its highest percentage gain in over a year. And as a result, a huge number of Bitcoin addresses have been pushed into the profitability zone. And for the first time in over 2 years, 97% of the Bitcoin addresses are officially in profit. And according to crypto on-chain analytics platform Into the Block, 50.62 million Bitcoin addresses are currently in profit. Whoa, there's 50 million Bitcoin addresses, fam, in profit. That's awesome at this current price. This huge figure represents over 97% of the total wallet addresses. And notably, the last time the HODLers saw this much profitability was November 2021 when we hit that 69,000 all-time high. I believe that was on November 10th. Notably, markets play out as seen Bitcoin continue its massive gains over the past few months. Just last month, 91% of addresses were in profit. And despite some sporadic sell-offs and profit taken from some investors attempting to break even, the percentage of addresses in profit continue to grow as the huge profitability means selling pressure is no longer having a significant effect. Now, how long can the Bitcoin sustain this upward momentum? Forever. It's going up forever, Laura. Bitcoin prices have skyrocketed over the last several months, recently topping 60 G's, baby. And Bitcoin's currently trading at going back to 63,000 here any moment and 1.28 million addresses, which accounts for roughly 2.5% of the total addresses, currently at a break even point. Now, the price surge can be attributed to increased mainstream adoption in traditional investing world spearheaded by the spot Bitcoin ETFs. This in turn has ushered in a new wave of hodling mentality. In February, we had 69,000 Bitcoin worth over $3.6 billion withdrawn from crypto exchanges. And notably, those who have profited the most are those who have been holding Bitcoin long-term. Hence, HODL be thy name. And according to Into the Block, 13.6 million Bitcoins are in the possession of investors who have held onto their assets for over a year. Massive shout out to Devon Short. Greatly appreciate your super and supporting the channel. He wrote, to the moon. Awesome live stream. Respect, family. Thank you. However, new investors can still look forward to a continued price surge as Bitcoin faces virtually little to no resistance in its path. That's right. Only 0.37% of addresses, 193,000, are still waiting to make a profit at the current price. Most experts remain optimistic about Bitcoin price potential for the rest of this year and beyond. With the bull run in full swing, many traders and analysts think Bitcoin will continue setting new all-time highs in 2024. Price targets for the end of the year range from 100,000 to 300,000 to 900,000, which is going to be our featured story of the day. So stay tuned, family. But let's dive to our next story of the day and discuss some bullishness, shall we? $200,000 Bitcoin target, and then we'll discuss our $900,000 prediction of the day, followed by some live Q&A. Welcome everyone just joining the stream. So yeah, Peter Brandt says, my bet is this is the starting candle, which is right in alignment with Plan B to stock the flow. That's right. The veteran trader, known for his TA, has reignited optimism in the Bitcoin market with his bullish outlook following his recent headline making adjustment of the Bitcoin price target for the current bull market cycle from $120,000 to $200,000 per coin. That's right. Brandt has now shared another chart indicating the start of the Bitcoin bull market. Quoting him here alongside the chart, should note that a huge monthly bars are usually starting or takeoff candles or ending or blow off candles. My bet is that this is the starting candle. Note the bars in late 2020. October 2021 was the blow off candle, for example, as outlined right here in this chart. Now, a number of people on X agreed with Brandt, including chartist Caleb Franzen, who provided his analysis of the three-year Williams percentage R signal on the price. Here's what he wrote. There's a tremendous amount of confluence indicating that we are still early in these stages of a new bull market. Brandt regularly analyzes the Bitcoin price, occasionally making bullish statements. January, he highlighted the Bitcoin price pattern that is key to keeping Bitcoin bull trend healthy. It is the hump, slump, pump, dump. He got bars that keeps the bull trend healthy, he wrote. Moreover, he recently opined, I have a macro bias in Bitcoin in a very broad sense. That Bitcoin is a best candidate to be a tremendous store value against the destruction of fiat. He further shared, Bitcoin is primary a store of value, in my opinion, and still has massive opportunities to appreciate. I think everything is junk, including ETH. So there you have it, man. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Peter Brandt. But anyways, now let's dive into our feature story of the day. Bitcoin price primed to hit $900,000 this cycle, according to a contentious crypto model. Here's the timeline. Let's break it down. Welcome everyone just joining the stream. Make some noise. Pump the likes. Pump the stream. Let's get this mofo lit. Macro investor and fund manager Dan Tapiero says he is analyzing the historical accuracy of a predictive model that suggests Bitcoin will reach 900 Gs this cycle. Send it. The CEO of investment firm 10T Holdings, which stands for 10 trillion, by the way, tells his followers on X that the on-chain analyst Plan B stock to flow model seems to be a reliable price gauge for Bitcoin. Stock to flow aims to forecast the longer term market cycles based on Bitcoin's halvings when the miner rewards get slashed in half. Quoting Tapiero here, seems impossible, but the vertical spikes up in the stock to flow model in 2013, 2016, and 2020 were all confirmed by the price action within 1 year. The model suggests a $900,000 Bitcoin price within 12 to 18 months. Not my call, just reading how the model has worked. So that's how he interprets this stock to flow. And as we mentioned, it just printed the first actual red dot on the chart, which signifies we're officially in a bull market. Plan B himself says the Bitcoin's recent rally into the 60,000 range has the top performing digital asset now tracking the price targets of his stock to flow model. Quoting him here, Bitcoin February closing price 61,181, back to the stock to flow model value. That's what's up. Now, he also called and said when we surpassed 40 and broke it more recently that we'll never see stock. He said stock to flow shows us we'll never see sub 40,000 ever again. And it seems he was right because we just jumped 20,000 since he, you know, shared that. Plan B continues by predicting a Bitcoin bull market cycle has already begun and will last for about 10 months. As you can see on this chart, you see that red dot family. However, he warns there may be some abrupt dips of roughly 30%, as he shares here. Accumulation phase has ended. No more easy buying opportunities in orderly and slowly increasing markets. Bull market has started. If history is of any guide, we'll see 10 months of face melting FOMO. Let's go. Extreme price pumps combined with multiple 30% drops. Enjoy. Now, here are the four stages of a Bitcoin market cycle. And it reminds me of the four stages of the real estate cycle. I know because I was a real estate appraiser for many years when I was younger. And I was a certified appraiser, had my own company. That was like my gig back in the day. So yeah, in real estate, we had growth, stabilization, decline, and revitalization. Well, in the Bitcoin cycle, it's accumulation, bull market, distribution, and bear market. And the cycles of previous don't lie. Check it out. It's like back in 2010, 2011, we got all these red dots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then that was obviously the bull market. And then we had followed by a couple of distribution, which are yellow dots, followed by the green bear market dots, followed by the blue accumulation dots. And like clockwork, then we get the red dots again. And we follow this cycle every 4 years like clockwork since the first halving of 2012. Now look where we're at. We just had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I don't know, like 15 or so blue dots in the accumulation range. And we just finally printed that bullish red dot we've been anticipating, which means according to the stock to flow model, we're officially in a bull market. Now, how many red dots did we get in the previous cycle? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-ish. And before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-ish. So we may get another 8 to 12 bullish red dots on the stock to flow model that can potentially take us to this very bullish price target of $900,000 per coin. But I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And let's check out some more of these tweets right here. I actually retweeted this from Tapiero this morning. 900,000 Bitcoin price within 12 to 18 months. Also, that's if history is to rhyme. It shows us we typically hit the cycle peak the following year preceding the halving. So knowing we have a halving this year, we may not hit that cycle peak until 18 months out, which would roughly be the fourth quarter of 2025. Let me know your thoughts on that. And I'm going to read for you Dan Tapiero's actual tweet from 2 days ago. He wrote, seems impossible, but the vertical spikes up in the stock to flow model in 2013, 2016, and 2020 were all confirmed by the price action within 1 year. Facts suggesting a 900,000 Bitcoin price within the next 12 to 18 months, which is within the next 1 year to 1.5 years. Not my call, just reading how the model worked. Red dots are a coming for the stock to flow. And Plan B provided some clarity, though. He wrote, stock the flow chart with extra grid lines. This makes it easier to read the log scale, logarithmic. Now, so stock the flow model predicts 0.4, 110 something three, whatever that means, equals 532,000 as an average Bitcoin price for the 2024-2028 cycle, right? Which is the gray line you can see in the chart. Not 700,000 or 900,000. Explanation of log scales and stock the flow chart in this video. Now he goes down to break down that post 2024 halving, leading up to the next halving in 2028, stock the flow shows us a large price gap somewhere between $100,000 and $1 million per coin. So stock the flow is ultimately saying after this 2024 halving, we're going to shoot up to $100,000 and you may never see a sub $100,000 price action ever again. In fact, we're more than likely to continue to climb up towards the $1 million high. Let me know your thoughts on that. He also tweeted the Bitcoin February closing price, which was $61,000. Again, it was a historic February. We rose roughly $20,000 in a single monthly candle for the first time in Bitcoin history. Back to the stock the flow value of the model. Now, let me know if you follow stock the flow. Do you believe the stock the flow is still intact? Do you think we'll likely to be between 100,000 and a million per coin post 2024 halving? Holla. He also mentioned here when we first hit that red dot a couple of days ago, accumulation phase has ended. No more easy buying opportunities in orderly and slowly increasing markets. The bull market has started. If history is of any guide, we'll see 10 months of face melting FOMO, extreme price pumps combined with multiple 30% drops. Enjoy. That's right. So enjoy this time. It's a very rare time, family. We survived the bear. Now we get to enjoy the face melting bull market. So what are your thoughts? 100 G's, 900 G's, 500 G's, no more Mickey D's, 1.5 mil per coin, 3 million, 2 billion. Holla at your boy. And now let's read some comments. I appreciate you guys, man. The bullish flag on the daily chart is telling me that we hit the all-time high tomorrow. Wow. And price discovery all this next month. Send it, Jennifer. I love it. Anyone have tips on how to orange pill your girl? I have some tips. My tactics aren't working. So when your tactics aren't working, Jeffrey, plug them into the podcast. If I don't do the job after watching me for a week, send them to Michael Saylor. Please. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.